I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The Evangelical Fellowship of India is calling 2017 the most traumatic year for India's Christian community in nearly a decade. Earlier this year, Hindu extremists attacked a group of elderly Christians passing out Bibles. Levi McGregor with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the Christians tried to leave peacefully.
So as they were leaving, one car left with four people, and there was a second car behind them with another four Christians, and so the first one stopped. And at that point, one of the same Hindus had jumped into the car and stolen one of the unopened boxes of Bibles. And then as the second car pulled up, they stopped that one and pulled more Bibles out. They started tearing the Bibles apart and dumped some fuel on all of them and lit them on fire.
Please pray for these brothers and sisters to remain strong in their faith. And what does it mean to follow Jesus? As you're thinking about what it means to you, consider this from John Fugler, chairman of the Alliance for the Unreached.
There's 2.5 billion people who haven't heard the name of Jesus. What are we going to do about it?
For one group, the answer was to go to Bangladesh with Reach Beyond and deliver 10,000 blankets to Rohingya refugees. This tangible expression of love done in Christ's name is opening doors for the gospel. Please pray that Rohingya hearts will soften as they encounter the truth of Scripture and learn more about the International Day for the Unreached on May 20th.
Well, there's 70,000 people a day dying without Christ. This is a huge, huge problem, and we can't take care of it all, but we can do our small part, whatever that might be. This isn't just an intellectual, volitional experience. It's a heart experience, and our hearts need to be broken to say, Lord, use me, and be open.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.